讲第一个挑战就是面对仇敌的挑战。
This session will talk about the challenges facing the devil.
那仇敌的挑战有两个。
The challenges from the devil are divided into two parts.
谁是我们信仰上最大的仇敌呢
？Who are our greatest enemy in our spiritual life?
魔鬼是我们信仰上最大的仇敌。
The devil is the greatest enemy in our spiritual life.
也是我们人类的仇敌。
It is also the enemy to all humanity.
因为他专对付人类，专吞吃人类的呀。
Because it opposes humanity, it devours humanity.
我们看彼得前书第五章。
Return to First Peter chapter 5.
彼得前书第五章。
First Peter chapter 5.
第八节。
Verse 8.
彼得前书五章八节
First Peter chapter 5 verse 8
第三务要谨守警醒为什么
Because,
因为你们的仇敌魔鬼、
like、
如同吼叫的狮子遍地游行寻找可吞吃的人这里说魔鬼是我们的仇敌我们的仇敌就是魔鬼很清楚的
The devil is the adversary and our adversary is the devil
他专寻找可吞遍地游行寻找可吞吃的人专吞吃人、啊、
He was about looking for people that he may devour
当然信主的也好不信主的他都要吞吃
Be believers of God or not he will also devour
不信神的早都被他吞吃了
And unbelievers have already been devoured
信神的他也要吞吃了
And he will also devour the believers of God
所以魔鬼不只是我们神儿女的仇敌也是我们人类的仇敌来的
Not only is the devil the adversary to the children of God but also to all humanity
那么从这一句话当中呢、这个仇敌、有两个最可怕的地方
In this very sentence we can see two most frightening aspects to this adversary
是哪两点最可怕的呢
Two frightening aspects
那我们就要看主耶稣怎么说
You look at what Jesus said
主耶稣有把仇敌魔鬼的这两种特性讲出来
Jesus had specified these two characteristics of the devil
在这里你看不到
you can't see it here
但是看约翰福音书第八章
But turn the gospel according to John chapter 8
约翰福音书八章
John chapter 8
44节
Verse 44
请注意主耶稣把魔鬼的两个特点最可怕的地方最可怕的特性讲出来
Take note that Jesus was talking about thischaracteristics of the devil which are most frightening
来一二三你们是处以你们的魔父魔鬼
of your father,
你们父的私意你们偏要赢
第一
他从起初是杀人的不守真理因他心里没有真理
When he speaks a lie,
他说谎是出于自己
own resources,
因他本来是说谎的也是说谎之人的父好主耶稣这句话当中讲出魔鬼的两个特点两个可怕的地方
The words of Jesus tell us of two very frightening aspects of the devil
第一
Firstly
他是非常非常凶恶的
It is a most vile and most ruthless
主耶稣说他从起初就杀人了
And Jesus said that he was the murderer from the beginning
起初的时候是最善良的时候
In the beginning where it was all kindness
是在伊甸园的时候
In the Garden of Eden
他就杀人了
He murdered
那今天每天都有人被杀
Today we have people being murdered every day
每天都有人不断的杀人
And today we see people killing each other
有时根本都没有什么深仇大恨根本都没有仇恨的
Sometimes they kill not because they have vengeance against each other
就把你杀了
They simply kill
不是说有一些是为了一点点的钱
And some people kill for money.
有时根本也不为了钱。
Some people don't kill for money.
我只是看一看你。
They simply have a look at you.
看一看你，他问你看什么看呢？
And they're just angry at.
然后二话不说就拿刀子来插了。
At how you look, and they just take up a knife.
没有仇恨，也没有为了钱财，也没有为了什么利益。
Not for any benefit.
看一看而已。
Not for any money, just by a glance.
这说明什么？
What does that mean?
极其的凶恶，非常的凶暴。
It goes to show the ruthlessness and the wildness of man.
这个是魔鬼的特性来的呀。
That's a characteristics of the devil.
主耶稣说他是极其的凶恶，他是杀人的呀。
The Lord Jesus said that he is the vile murderer.
请注意哦。
Take note.
第二个特点。
Secondly,
这个魔鬼的是十分诡诈、十分狡猾的。
The devil is most deceptive and most cunning.
耶稣说他是说谎的。
Jesus said that he is a liar.
他心里是没有真理、没有道理的。
And there's no truth in him.
他本来就是说谎的。
And he speaks a lie from the beginning.
他说谎也是出于自己，没有人害他的。
And he speaks a lie out of himself. No one causes him to speak.
他是说谎之人的父来的。
He is the father of all liars.
主耶稣提出魔鬼的第二个特性就是说谎。
Jesus points out the second characteristic of this devil, being a liar.
非常的诡诈，非常的狡猾。
In his greatest craftiness and also cunningness.
你看，今天每天都有人在，有人被骗。
Today, every day, people get cheated.
今天几乎人人都在说谎。
And every day, almost everyone lies.
说了多少次的谎
？How many lies have we spoken?
这就是魔鬼的特性。
That is the characteristic of the devil.
里面充满魔鬼的诡诈跟欺骗。
There's all kinds of schemes and craftiness in the hearts of these liars.
没有人谁没有遇过说谎的，没有遇过那种被骗的。
Any one of us haven't met a liar before?
那个就是魔鬼的特性。魔鬼的特性在他的心里，在他的身上。
There's a characteristic of the devil where it is shown on these people.
不然就杀人。
Other than that, they kill.
所以请认识，请认清楚魔鬼的那种品行，他的行为有两个。耶稣说两个。
Therefore, we need to come to the knowledge of the characteristics or the nature of devil.
极其凶恶。
But Jesus said there are two complete violence.
那就是杀人咯。
He kills.
极其的诡诈。
Secondly, complete craftiness.
那就是说谎咯。
That's to speak lies.
所以每天在我们的生活里面，今天每天都看到魔鬼的工作，看到魔鬼的行为。
And every day, on a daily basis, we see the work of the devil and the nature of the devil.
没有一天是没有杀人的。
There's not one day where no one got killed.
没有一天是没有欺骗的。
There's not one day where no one cheated.
所以我们神的儿女这两个特点我们不可以有，知道吗？
And so we as the children of God must never possess this characteristic.
就是我软弱，你软弱也不可以有呀。
Don't give yourself an excuse saying that you are weak.
我们的话是就是，不是就不是，不可以做假见证
Let all your words be, let your yes be yes, let your no be no.
这是第几条诫命呢？
Not to bear false testimonies.
做假见证就是说谎就是诡诈呀。
Bearing false testimonies is speaking lies.
还有就是不可以杀人第几条诫命
And do not kill. Which commandment is this?
这不是软弱的问题，知道吗？
This is not an issue of being weak.
我们是神的儿女，有神的品性，有神的圣洁在我们身上的。
Because we are the children of God, we ought to possess the nature of God.
所以诡诈跟凶恶说谎这些不能够在我们的身上出现。
Therefore, this craftiness and this vileness, as well as speaking lies, should not be in our nature.
如果有，要马上奉主耶稣圣名赶撒旦，主耶稣帮助我。
If there's
such, 撒旦想要得着我，撒旦想要我做撒旦的事情，要说谎的话。
If you find such characteristics in yourself, you have to immediately cast this out, the work of the devil, in the name of Jesus. You must ask Jesus to help you.
但是呢，魔鬼是常常利用人。某某人或者你跟我把这两个可怕的特点表露出来表现出来。
But very often the devil utilizes other people or you and I to manifest such characteristics.
他不是只是借助那些凶恶的人那些乱七八糟的人表露出来不是。
Not only would the devil utilize these wicked people outside.
最可怕的他是借助那些道貌岸然的人很斯文的很有礼貌的好像看起来都是天使的。最可怕的是借助这些人在他身上有这两个特点。
What is most worrying of all is that we see people who are well-dressed, who are very courteous, and yet they become the people who show these characteristics of the devil.
就是保罗说的他借着装作光明的天使的那些人来进行魔鬼工作。
That is this, that's what Paul has been saying about this devil in disguise of the angel.
这是主耶稣提出的我们的信仰的仇敌是魔鬼。
That's what Jesus was pointing out, the characteristics of the devil.
那魔鬼的两个特性就是这两个。
And these two characteristics are, these are the two characteristics of the devil.
然后呢，耶稣又讲出另一个很严重的问题。
Then Jesus pointed out another very big problem.
耶稣这里提出说，我们的父是谁？谁是我们的父？
Here Jesus asked, who is our father?
我们的父当然是真神天上的真神。
Our father should be our heavenly father, true God.
但主耶稣却说。你们的父是魔鬼啊。
But here Jesus said that your father is the devil.
当时耶稣在对谁说话呀？
Who was Jesus speaking to?
对当时的以色列众民，包括那些文士、法利赛人，全部在那边。
To the Israelite congregation, including the scribes.
那些都是敬拜独一真神的人。
And the Pharisees who claimed they worship the true God.
哪一个祭司，哪一个文士，哪一个圣殿守殿官， 不是在敬拜神的呢？不是在神殿里面侍奉的呢？
Which of this high priests or these Sadducees or these Pharisees do not serve God?
包括当时的众百姓以色列民也是敬拜独一真神呢。
The Israelite congregation also worshipped at one true God.
但耶稣说什么？
But what did Jesus say?
你们的父是魔鬼啊！
Your father is the devil.
我们的父是真神啊，怎么会是魔鬼呢？
Our father is the true God. How can he be the devil?
原来因为在我们的身上有父，有我们的有。有父有你们父的私意
told,
有你们的父的私意在我们的身上
that whatever that's manifesting in you is the desires of your father
那耶稣说你们父的私意就是魔鬼的私意你们偏偏要行、啊、
These desires of your father you simply want to do it、
哦、不单只没有阻止没有拒绝还偏偏喜欢行啊
Not only did you make no effort to reject it, you want to do it.
是吗？耶稣讲的啊，你们父的事你们偏要行，没有阻止还要去行出来。
He says that that's what Jesus said, that you want to do the heart, the desires of your father.
那主耶稣严重的指出，当我们身上有魔鬼的特性的时候，就是凶恶跟说谎的时候。
And Jesus especially pointed out that when we have the characteristics of the nature of the devil,
我们就有了魔鬼的私意在心里，魔鬼的私意。
To have deception, we have the desire of the devil.
那这个时候呢，耶稣提出一个严重问题。这个时候呢，我们就自动换父亲了。
And here, Jesus points out a very important issue that we have changed our father.
讲清楚，就是把神独一真神换成魔鬼了。
To put it plainly, we have exchanged our Father in heaven for this devil.
你嘴巴说敬拜神，其实你不在敬拜神，你是在敬拜魔鬼了。
By your lips, you say that you serve the true God, but actually you serve the devil.
因为你是听他的。
Because you listen to the devil.
因为你是跟从他的。
You follow the devil.
因为你是喜欢他的，偏行他的道理，喜欢他的道。
You're fond of the devil and you like his way.
他的道是虚虚假假，不真实。
You like all this falsehood.
然后荣耀自己，不断的荣耀自己。
You like that glory.
然后呢，不断的控告人，定人的罪，对付人。
You like to accuse others and to blame others.
这时候我们不知不觉中已经在换神了，换父亲了。
Unconsciously, you have changed your father.
这种换我们都察觉不到的。
This kind of change, you don't even realize.
没有啊，我是敬拜天上的神啊。法利赛人还是一样，我是敬拜天上神啊。你不要乱讲哦。
The Pharisees continue to say that I still serve the true God.
耶稣说你已经换了。
Jesus said,
你换了父亲了，神不再是你的父亲了。
You have swapped your heavenly father for the devil.
原来你我他们的父亲是魔鬼啊。
Your dad father.Is the devil.
好，这是信仰上最大的仇敌，就是魔鬼。
That's the greatest enemy to our faith.
请注意有两个特色。
Take note that it has two special characteristics.
然后耶稣说会换把父亲换掉。
And Jesus said that we might have changed our father for it.
你不能不谨慎哦。
Do not let's be vigilant.
这个道理不是讲一讲而已哦，你真的会换掉的哦。
This sermon is not for you. It's not hearsay.
换掉的时候，你会把神的仆人、神的工人杀掉。我跟你讲
，You might have changed your father for the devil. You might have killed the
work of God. 因为神的工人就一直在责备我们，一直在提醒我，一直要我们走在神的道路上。你不肯啊，
Because
你不接受呀。
The work of God will be rebuking you, and you will reject it.
当然，如果这个工人一直是也是虚虚假假的，也一直是去捧着你的，那当然没事，当然平平安安。
But if any workers,
大家好，你好，我好，大家好。
Become like hypocrites and who want to pass favors to one another, it will be okay with them.
你要开始认真思考这个问题了。
And you have to consider this very seriously.
好，那第二点。
Secondly,
信仰上最大的仇敌就是自己。
The greatest enemy in faith is yourself.
为什么呢？
Why do I say so?
因为在自己肉体的情欲里，在我们的身上有了魔鬼的私意。
Because in our fleshly desires, we already show the nature of the devil.
那魔鬼的私意是什么呢？
What are these desires of the devil?
就是刚才主耶稣所讲的那两个特点。杀人、凶恶跟欺骗、说谎。
As pointed out by Jesus as the two characteristics of the devil, to murder and also to lie.
那除了这两点就没有其他的吗？
Are there no other characteristics of the devil?
还有。
They are.
从他们的名字撒旦的名字来看哦，他还有很多特点的。
From the name of Satan itself, we can see many characteristics.
我们来看启示录十二章。
Return to Revelation chapter 12.
魔鬼除了这两点哦，两个特点，还有什么特点呢？
Aside from these two characteristics, what other are there?
启示录十二章。
Revelation chapter 12.
请注意这里对魔鬼的称呼。
Let's look at how the devil has been addressed.
用四种称呼来称呼他。
There are four ways to address the devil.
是吗？一二三四，为什么要用这么多称呼来称呼他呢？
Why should we address the devil in so many ways?
原来每一个称呼都是他的特点来的，
and every,
他的个性，他的特点。
Every way we address the devil on is, shows the characteristic of the devil.
第九节，
verse 9.
一二三，大龙就是那苦蛇，名叫魔鬼，又叫撒旦，是迷惑普天下的。他被摔在地上，他的使者也一同被摔下去。从四个魔鬼的称呼呢，去认识他，去了解他，原来魔鬼是这样的。
From these four ways where the devil will address, we can understand the nature of the devil.
那圣经称他为龙的时候，表明他是非常凶恶的，很极其凶恶。
When the Bible addresses the devil as the great dragon, it is of greater ruthlessness and violence.
他的残忍就是把人吞啄，然后撕裂，很恐怖的。
It is cruel. It will devour humans and also tear them apart.
那为什么叫他蛇呢？
Why is it called the serpent?
称他为古蛇，那是表明他的个性特色呢是狡猾，非常狡猾。
Addressing the devil as a serpent of old shows that it is very cunning.
就像那个伊甸园的那一条蛇，非常狡猾，拿 number one 的，讲狡猾，他是拿第一名的。
Just as a serpent in the Garden of Eden was called as the number one liar.
没有其他的动物活物比他更狡猾，他最厉害了，没有第二个了。
There was no other animals which are more cunning than the serpent.
所以为什么叫古蛇？
So that why is it called the serpent of old?
你好像蛇这样啊，他的行为好像蛇。
It behaves like a serpent, which is very cunning.
蛇滑滑的，要真正抓它的时候抓不到的，一抓都滑走了。
And the serpent, the wriggle, with very smooth skin, you can't even lay hold of it.
你遇到他的问题，你要跟他讲，你做这件事情的时候，他又跟你变成另外一个问题了。转来转去，转来转去，你抓不到重点啊！你讲这个，他讲那个，你讲那个，他又讲这个。
It would twist.
你没有注意到是这样子吗？现在？
It will twist and turn in many ways so that you don't really solve the problem.
你不够他讲的。
You can't beat an argument with it.
转来转去。
It is very good and eloquent at arguing.
这个就是狡猾了。
And that is craftiness.
好，那为什么称他为魔鬼呢？
Why is it called the devil?
魔鬼在原文的意思是毁谤。
In the original text, the devil means slander.
说谎。
And to also lie,
包括控告
as well as to accuse.
所以魔鬼的意思就是毁谤，出于魔鬼；说谎，出于魔鬼；控告，出于魔鬼。
To slander, to lie, and to accuse, it all comes from the devil.
那圣经说呢？启示录十二章说呢？他昼第十节说他是昼夜控告我们的呀。
Revelation chapter 12 verse 10 it tells us that day and night it accuses us.
魔鬼喜欢控告我们啊，控告神的儿女啊。
The devil likes to bring accusation.
特别那些神的仆人，那些忠心的他。最顶不顺，他就是要控告他。
Against the children of God and against especially the faithful workers of God.
有时那种控告是莫名其妙的，
Some accusations,
都根本不是问题了，也拿来控告。
Some accusations are only baseless, and yet the devil accuses.
请注意哦，控告是出于魔鬼来的哦。
Take note that accusations came from the devil.
跟传道说出我们的问题，说出我们要悔改的是不一样，那不是控告，那是指出我们的错误，要我们悔改。
It is different.
跟控告你不一样的哦。
Different from trying to point out the problem and in order to solve them. It is not an accusation then.
这个就是魔鬼的特性啊。
But that is the characteristic of the devil.
喜欢控告人啊。
Liking to accuse.
所以我们讲是非的时候要注意哦。
So when we gossip, we have to take note.
很多是非都变成控告了。
A lot of our gossiping becomes an accusation.
而且是毁谤了。
It always even becomes a slander.
那里面也有不真实，是说谎了。
There is a half truth and half lies in there.
这就是魔鬼。
That is the devil.
那为什么叫他撒旦呢？
Why is it called a Satan?
撒旦的原文意思就是抵挡。
In the original text, it means opposer.
或者我反对，我反对你。
It will go against you.
所以撒旦是抵挡神的。
Therefore, Satan opposes God.
撒旦是反对神的。
Satan is against God.
撒旦是抵挡真理的。
Satan resists the truth.
撒旦是反对真理。
Satan goes against the truth.
你讲真理，我反对你，我抵挡你，我对付你。
You speak the truth, and the devil, the Satan will be here to violate you.
这个就叫做撒旦。
The truth. This is Satan.
所以从启示录十二章里面魔鬼的称呼。让我们也是主耶稣讲的，让我们更清楚的、更对撒旦的个性、他的特性更加了解、更加明白。
From these several ways of addressing the devil, we can understand from Jesus' words.
你看今天的世人。
Look at the people of the world today.
包括我们的亲戚朋友、我们的邻舍、我们的同学。
Including our friends and our relatives and family.
有没有凶恶的？
Aren't there anyone who are vile?
他今天没凶恶，他明天很凶恶。
He may not be vile and cruel today, but he may be tomorrow.
凶起来怕死你，连自己的父母亲都敢杀的。
When he becomes a vile and cruel, he will be even willing to kill.
太可怕了。
It is most frightening.
有没有说谎的？
Is there any liar?
有没有抵挡的？
Is there any opposer?
有没有控告的？
Is there any slanderer?
那种种就是撒旦的品性来的呀。
All of these are characteristics of the devil.
所以我说，每天都看到的都是魔鬼的作为、魔鬼的行为，每天都有发生。
Which is why I say that on a daily basis, we can see these works of the devil every day.
然后还不可以讲这种道理。
And yet you don't want me to speak on this.
这样道理没有造就。
You say that this kind of sermons do not edify.
其实主耶稣在马可福音书七章都有讲到人里面的十三种恶毒的心、污秽的心，十三种。
Jesus has already spoken a sermon in Gospel of Mark chapter 7 talking about these three types of filth in our heart.
这十三种的罪恶，心中里面的恶，全部在我们的心里面。
Sorry, this is 13 types of wickedness in our heart.
所以敌人是谁？
Who is our enemy?
原来敌人是自己。
Our enemy is ourselves.
自己内心就有很多这种恶毒的事情，恶的事情。
And hidden in deep in our hearts are all of these filthy and wicked things.
所以我们要谦卑的反省。
Therefore, we have to humble ourselves to examine ourselves. In our everyday life.
在我们的信仰里面。
In our life of faith.
在包括我们的侍奉工作里面。
And that includes our work of service.
有没有这些撒旦的私欲在里面呢？
Do we have these desires belonging to the devil?
有没有在我们的侍奉里面呢？工作里面呢？不知不觉静悄悄，竟然换父亲了，换掉了。
Have we unconsciously swapped our father to the devil?
本来要尊荣神的，去尊荣魔鬼啊！
You intended to honor our true God, but you have honored the devil.
本来要听神的话的，去听魔鬼的话。
You wanted to hearken to the words of God, but you hearken to the words of the devil.
这个就是静悄悄不知不觉换掉父亲换掉神啊。
That's how you quietly and gradually unconsciously changed your father to the devil.
有一次我赶鬼的时候。
And there was once when I was casting out a demon. 以前总
是听那些长辈这样讲。
I often heard from the elders before.
你叫他讲哈利路亚。
And they told him to say hallelujah.
如果他肯讲哈利路亚就没问题了。
If this guy is willing to say hallelujah, then it is no problem.
或者你叫他讲赞美主。
Or you ask this guy to say praise the Lord.
或者叫他荣耀神。
You ask this person to say glorify God.
跟着你讲荣耀神荣耀主。
And repeat with you glory to God.
如果他跟你这样讲，那没问题了。
If this man is willing to say that, then there will be no problem.
我就是听这样的话，结果被骗。
Then I followed his instruction and I was deceived.
你今天要魔鬼荣耀主啊，讲荣耀主荣耀神赞美主有什么困难呢？没有困难的啦。
How difficult is it for anyone to even say glory to God and praise to God?
所以有一次赶鬼，我就是叫这个富鬼的人讲啊，你讲用哈利路亚。你讲感谢主，你讲赞美主，荣耀神，他照讲啊。
And I told
富贵的人照样讲啊，在我面前就跟着我讲啊，然后讲了一直在笑。
In that incident, I have
一直在笑。
I precisely, I did that exactly, and asking the demon possessed person to say glory to God and praise the Lord, and he did.
后来我才明白醒过来，他为什么一直在笑。
Then it came to realization. I came to realization that to why was
nothing. 神哦，借着他的口让我听到。
The Lord God allowed me to understand this even through his lips.
我的主不是你的主。
He said that my Lord is not your Lord.
我的神不是你的神。
My God is not your God.
赞美主，赞美主，那个主不是主耶稣啊，那个主是他的撒旦，撒旦是他的主人啊。
Asking me to say thank God and praise the Lord, but I'm not thanking your God, but my God.
因为你讲赞美主嘛，赞美主，那个撒旦是他的主啊。
And because you asked me to say, praise the Lord, but this Lord is not your Lord.
某某人是他的主，主人是他的老板呢、啊，是他的上司啊。
My Lord could be anyone, could be my employer, my boss, or Satan.
你说赞美神，赞美神，荣耀神，是啊，他荣耀的神不是独一真神啊，是另外一个神啊。
You said praise God and glory to God, and yes, I am praising my God, but not your God.
因为我们的主，我们的神被他换掉了。
Because our God and our Lord has been changed.
我们讲赞美主的时候，当然是主耶稣。可是他换掉了，这个主不是耶稣，对不起，那个是你的耶稣。
Praise the Lord and thanks be to God. It is our true God. But when he said it, it is to another God.
叫他讲啊，他一直在笑，轻视我们。
It is no wonder
这个被骗
that he was laughing at me when I instructed him to do that.
耶稣说
，Jesus said,
如果有魔鬼特性 在身上，一而再再而三，这样不断的这样越来越严重的时候，我们会把神换掉，变成你们的父是魔鬼，变成这样了。
When the characteristics,
我们的父不再是真神了。
And the nature of the devil starts showing in our hearts, and it is also where we gradually change our heavenly father to the devil as our father.
我现在在讲我们面对仇敌的挑战。
I'm talking about the challenges that we face facing the devil.
多可怕
the enemies. And we can see this challenge from the devil is indeed frightening.
自己把神换掉的自己都不知道。
It will deceive us to the point where we change our father and we do not realize.
还口口声声说我是对神忠心的，我是敬拜神的。
And we still say with our own lips that we are faithful to God.
但做出来的事情都是伤害啊，伤害灵魂，伤害生命的。
But the works of our hands are only to harm the soul of believers.
所以今天我们信仰上最大的征战是什么？
So what's the greatest challenge in our faith?
最大征战就是要除灭魔鬼的作为。
The greatest challenge is for us to destroy the works of the devil.
一定要对付魔鬼，不能让有魔鬼的作为在教会，在我们的信仰里面。
We have to oppose the devil and also to destroy all works of the devil.
有这个事情，我们就要揭开它，就要对付它。
When we see such works happening, we have to unveil it and confront it.
不断的蔓延了，不断的影响了。
Lest it will continue to spread and it will influence the others.
到最后，大家说，到最后大家都被魔鬼这样。整个教会被控制了，整个信仰被控制了，被龙的口水冲走了。
The whole church and all congregation would have been controlled and also swept away by the flood of the devil.
不是吗？使徒教会就这样腐败的，就是这样消失的呀。
Wasn't that the case for the apostolic church, where it fell?
请看约翰一书第三章。
We turn to 1 John chapter 3.
约翰一书的第三章
First John chapter 3
我们来读第八节
We read verse 8
一起读八节
Let's read verse 8
三犯罪的是属魔鬼因为魔鬼从起初就犯罪那神的儿子显现出来要做什么为要除灭魔鬼的作为哈利路亚这里清楚地告诉我们，我们神的儿子显现出来是要做什么的
？Very clearly stated here, the appearance of the Son of God is
是要除灭魔鬼作为，是对付魔鬼的。
Is to destroy the works of the devil and to oppose the devil.
你不对付他，他就对付你，你对付你的；你不胜过他，他就是胜过你的。
If you do not oppose and overcome the devil, the devil will oppose and overcome you.
那谁能够除灭魔鬼的作为呢
？Who is able to destroy the works of the devil?
谁能除灭魔鬼呢
？Who is able to destroy the devil?
这里是说神的儿子可以。
It is revealed here that the Son of God can.
神的儿子就是主耶稣。
The Son of God is the Lord Jesus.
神的儿子就是我们今天所有。所有信主被主宝血洗净有圣灵权柄有真理的人
The Son of God is also us who have been saved and also cleansed by the precious blood of Jesus who have received the Holy Spirit Aren't you the Son of God today?
所以神的儿子就可以除灭魔鬼
Therefore the Son of God can destroy the devil
特别是除灭魔鬼的行为
Especially to destroy his works
要如何除灭魔鬼呢
How do we destroy the devil?
用显现
By manifestation.
这里说神的儿子显现出来，显现就是彰显出来。
Here it says the Son of God was manifested.
把神的能力，把神的荣耀，把神的权柄，把神的圣洁，把神的谦卑，这些全部显现出来，看得到。
Manifesting the power, the authority, the strength, and also the humility and holiness of God.
今天神的能力隐藏起来，没有显现出来。
Today the power of God has been hidden.
今天神的荣耀，神的圣洁隐藏着。没有显现出来。
Today the glory and the holiness of God has been hidden.
今天神的权柄怎么埋起来，没有拿出来用。
Today the might and the strength of God has been hidden.
那你怎样除灭魔鬼作为啊
？We bury them all, and how do we not destroy the work?
这个也不能讲，台上也不能够讲，这个也不能讲，那个也不能讲，讲是因为也不能讲。把它藏起来，这种权柄把它藏起来，这种圣洁把它藏起来。
We are hiding this authority that we have.
你用不用除灭魔鬼作为哦？你怎样去除灭它哦？你都边境啊。
We are not allowed to preach this and preach that. And how are we supposed to destroy the work of the devil?
是显现，就是彰显出来的，宣告出来的，行出来的，看得见，听得到的。
Manifestation simply means that we preach it, we proclaim it aloud.
这样呢，魔鬼就在教会里面站立不住，他就要逃跑了。
Only in this way that the devil can no longer stand in the church, it will flee.
因为他在教会里面隐藏的被揭开了。
Because the devil that has been hiding in the church has been unveiled by the work of God. And the devil has nowhere to hide. That's how we destroy the devil.
哦, 像主耶稣这里, 主耶稣说的, 圣经说的, 神的儿子是显现出来的, 看得见的,
As it is written,
明明白白的,
in the Bible that the Son of God was manifested.
我们今天很喜欢啊, 不可以讲, 那个不可以讲, 最喜欢这样讲。
And today we all want to hide away, we all want to say,
然后呢,
don't
加上一句,
say this, don't preach that.
因为这些没有造就, 听的人没有造就。
And to make it worse, the people do not, are not edified from it.
那隐藏着就有造就是吗?
So if you hide,
这样虚虚假假几十年就有造就是吗?
If you sweep things under the carpet,
这样就有造就是吗?
Does it mean that it will edify members?
那没有显现出来啊?
It is not manifested.
没有指责出来啊?
You are not pointing it out.
没有宣告出来啊?
You don't proclaim it.
所以你就知道为什么保罗要责备彼得。
That's why you know.
责备他当众责备他。
And publicly, Paul rebuked Peter.
当保罗这样做的时候，他就是彰显神的圣洁，彰显神的真理，彰显神的能力。
When Paul rebuked Peter openly, Paul was manifesting the truth and the power of the gospel.
你所做的彼得，你跟真理的福音不合啊！你的行为跟真理不合啊！
Rebuking Peter. That your behavior and your work is not aligned to the truth. He didn't say that secretly. He didn't say that in the dark or privately. In that way, he couldn't destroy the devil. Because he was only hiding. Indeed, Peter would lose face.
彼得的脸往那里,
and Peter would lose his dignity. But at this point, would you still say his face? Is that a face problem?
面子是骄傲的事情,
and face is all about your vain glory.
神的真理, 神的福音,
but what is important is the truth of the gospel. Because your very action and your behavior has affected the whole leadership.
圣经怎么样评论吗?
How did the Bible comment on this?
当彼得这样做的时候, 众人也跟着彼得的行为这样假装。 众人,
it commented saying that when Peter did this,
然后,
the congregation followed. And even Barnabas had also pretended.
有样学样,
they followed.
你做泰国的,
since the leader of the leadership had was practicing this, we are only following. And should this be done secretly?
我为什么一直今天讲这个?
Should this be discussed secretly?
你怎样除灭魔鬼作为?
And how do we destroy the work of the devil?
是用彰显出来, 神的儿子显现出来。
That's by manifesting it as the Son of Man,
a Son of God. 显现什么?
What are we to manifest?
神的圣洁,
the holiness of God,
神的真理,
the truth of God,
神的权柄,
the power of God,
神的谦卑,
the humility of God,
种种的美好的真理的事情,
and all the wonderful virtues of God will be manifested.
其实一个人在讲道的时候，when
one is speaking a sermon,
就一直在彰显宣告神那些真理的事，圣洁的事，
he is
不断地宣传出来，
the word of truth from the gospel.
嗯，所以这个时候是没有给脸的哦。
At this time, you don't give face. You can't give face.
而且讲道也不是单单针对你这样讲，不是。
And we don't speak a sermon.
是对所有人讲的，
targeting a specific individual, but we speak to everyone.
我有时常常讲，有时我在这里讲的道理，不一定是指我们俄麦教会有问题，知道吗？
I often say that.
我常常解释很多次。
I explain this very a lot of times. If I point out a problem, it does not refer to Gospel Church.
可能这篇道理是在讲其他的教会，其他地方的教会。
It could also refer to other churches.
因为其他的教会很严重这个问题。
In different regions.
他们听得到的呀。
They could see this.
现在是飞在空，天使在空中。 传福音，在空中传警告啊！现在
，because now the angels are flying in the sky, proclaiming warning. Do not stop that. Why are you hindering that?
难道这些不是道理吗? 不是得救道理吗? 不是荣耀圣洁道理吗?
Are this not the gospel of holiness, of salvation?
不要去阻挡,
do not hinder that.
你阻挡反而是阻挡主耶稣的道理, 主耶稣的福音。
If you obstruct it,
你阻挡那个天使, 空中传福音的那个天使。
You are only obstructing the angel who preaches the gospel in heaven.
现在不能够完全消灭魔鬼。
Now we can't destroy the work of the devil.
但主耶稣允许我们可以除灭魔鬼的作为啊， 请注意啊， 我们现在不能够完全消灭魔鬼。
Jesus said that we can't destroy the devil now.
但是我们却， 主耶稣却允许我们 可以除灭魔鬼的作为，他的行为，我们可以除灭的。
But here Jesus prophesied that we promises that we can destroy its work.
意思说可以彻底的败坏魔鬼的工作。
That's to completely corrupt the work of the devil.
我们看哥林多前书15章。
We turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
哥林多前书15章。
1 Corinthians chapter 15.
我们读24节到26节。
We read 24 to 26.
来一起读圣经。
Let's read together.
一、二、三。在后末期到了，那时基督即将一切执政的、掌权的、有能的都毁灭了，就把国交以父神，因为基督必要作王，等神把一切仇敌都放在他的脚下，尽末了所毁灭的仇敌就是死。好，我这里可以让我们看到、主耶稣神的儿子呢彻底败坏魔鬼的工作。
He shows that the Son of God, the Lord Jesus, has completely corrupted the works of the devil.
其实十字架的救赎就是要败坏除灭魔鬼以及魔鬼的作为的。
And indeed, the salvation on the cross is meant to destroy the works of the devil.
十字架的救赎现在不能够完全除灭那个魔鬼。
Now the salvation.
但是他却除灭对付魔鬼的作为。
Now salvation on the cross cannot completely destroy the devil, but it can destroy the works of the devil.
那么十字架的救赎什么时候才真正把魔鬼除灭呢？
So when can the salvation of the cross destroy the devil itself?
时候到了，审判的时候就除灭了。
Time will come upon judgment day that it will be destroyed.
现在十字架的工作，十字架救赎就是除灭魔鬼的行为，魔鬼的作为。
Of redemption on the cross is meant to destroy the works of the devil.
主耶稣复活得荣耀。
The Lord Jesus has resurrected and received glory.
因为这里说基督必要作王。
But because here it says Jesus Christ must reign.
是永远荣耀的王。
He will reign as the eternal king.
所以神就把一切的仇敌，包括魔鬼，放在主耶稣的脚下。
And God has put all enemies, including the devil, under his feet.
如果主耶稣没有得胜，那就没有办法胜过一切的仇敌了。
Had Jesus not overcome or gained victory, he wouldn't be able to overcome the devil.
一切的仇敌都放在主的，都被耶稣踩在脚下，耶稣得胜了。
But as of now, Jesus has already gained victory, and he has put all enemies under his feet.
那是在说明耶稣是真正的王，真正得胜的君王，荣耀的君王。
This goes to show that the Lord Jesus is a true king who has gained victory.
他才是王啊，真正的王。
He is the true king.
因为他得胜。
Because he has prevailed.
那请问，请注意哦，一切的仇敌是什么呢？
So what are these all enemies?
看24节。
Verse 24.
一切的仇敌哈，就是那些执政的、掌权的。
All who have authority.
有能的。
All who have power.
你注意看，常常讲执政的、掌权的、有能的，这些都是在讲灵界的那个天使是吗？那个犯罪的天使。
And all these who rule and have authority and have power, this refers to the spiritual angel.
他们现在被称为魔鬼了。
Who have fallen, they are called the devil.
那以前是天使来的呀。
In the past, they were angels.
他们那天使有组织啊，有地位，有各种不同的岗位的。
And angels.
有执政的，有掌权的，有能的，有这个的，有那个的，知道吗？
Angels also do have their organizational structure. Those who rule and those who have authority in different ranks.
这些都成了耶稣的仇敌哈，福音的仇敌，神。
And all of these have become the enemies to the Lord Jesus and the children of Jesus. And all of this will be destroyed.
那当毁灭了，但是呢，还有一个仇敌。
And yet there's still one enemy left.
啊，还有一个仇敌是什么？
Who is this enemy?
请看，还有一个仇敌，26节。
Verse 26.
尽末了，到最后的时候呢？
At the very end.
所毁灭的仇敌就是死。
The last enemy that will be destroyed is death.
哇，原来除了这些灵界的魔鬼是仇敌，还有一个仇敌就是死。
Therefore, other than all these enemies in the spiritual realm, we have also got the enemy of death.
我没有时间看启示录，启示录到最后这个死就丢到阴界，丢到火湖里面，这样子丢到火湖里面。
In the book of Revelation, it says that even death has been cast into the fiery furnace.
那启示录21章也说，再没有死亡了。一切都改变了，没有死亡，新天新地了。
Revelation 21 tells us that there will be no more death and there will be new heaven.
因为这个死，这个仇敌已经被除灭了。
Because death, this enemy has been destroyed.
要到最后才会完成了，最后尽末就是到最后的那段时间。
It will only come to pass at the very very end.
现在这个死，这个仇敌还没有被除灭的，还在的。
This enemy is still around.
许多人跟从他，许多人被他辖制，许多人被他陷害的。
Many people have been a follower of this death. and also under dominion.
这个仇敌是从哪里来呢?
So where did death come from?
死是从罪来的。
Death comes from sin.
那罪从哪里来呢?
Where did sin come from?
罪是从亚当一人来的。
Sin came from Adam.
那亚当犯罪是从哪里来呢?
Where did the downfall of Adam come from?
亚当犯罪是从魔鬼来啊。
It came from the devil.
最简单说, 罪的源头就是魔鬼了。
In simple words, the source of this sin is the devil.
一切的罪的开始, 罪的源头, 就是魔鬼, 从魔鬼来的了。
The original sin is the devil.
也因为, 这个, 犯罪就死嘛, 犯罪的就死。
Because all who sin will die.
所以魔鬼就成了掌死权的魔鬼。
And the devil
死亡的权力在他手上, 他掌控着死亡。
Becomes the one who reigns with the authority over death.
因为众人跟他一起犯罪。
Because everyone falls into sin with him.
这个有一个信仰上的疑难啊。
There's a conundrum in the faith.
圣经说魔鬼是掌死权的。
The Bible says
死亡在他的手上。
That the devil holds a death, holds dominion over death.
圣经有没有这样讲?
Does the Bible say that?
如果是这样的话,
if that's the case, there will be a problem.
他要我死,
that the devil wants me to die, I shall die then.
你要信耶稣是吗?
You want to believe in Christ?
赶快叫他死,
the devil can immediately inflict death on you, then you can't have the chance to believe in God.
我们先来看,
let us look into this issue. Does the devil really have the power of death?
希伯来书的第二章,
return to Hebrews chapter 2.
希伯来书第二章,
Hebrews chapter 2.
14节,
verse 14.
第二章, 而你既同有血肉之体, 他也照样亲自成了血肉之体。特别要借着死败坏那掌死权的，就是魔鬼。
The devil who has the power of death. Jesus instituted salvation in order to destroy that.
但是掌死亡的掌死权的就是魔鬼啊，死亡权力在魔鬼那边。
But he who had the power of death is the devil.
那这样就变成有一个疑难了。
Therefore, this is a conundrum.
那魔鬼随时都叫任何一个人死亡咯。
Could the devil inflict death or cause anyone to die at any time?
我们传福音给他，他马上要信主要得生命的时候，让他死掉，因为死亡权力在我手，让他死。
Say we preach the gospel to someone and the devil would cause him to die before he believed the gospel.
因为圣经又说, 全世界都握在那恶者手下, 都在他手下,
The Bible describes that the whole world falls under the dominion of the devil.
被死亡的阴影控制住,
and it had, the people have been under the control of the shadow of death.
所以世人, 每个人都怕死啊,
and everyone fears death.
好, 现在要来回答,
let's answer this.
怎么办呢? 这样传道, 那怎么办呢?
Then what can we do, preacher?
他有死亡的权利,
it has the power of death.
他不让你信耶稣, 让你得救, 他让你死掉, 那怎么办呢?
It doesn't allow you to believe in Christ and it will cause you to die.
所以你不用担心,
but do not worry.
你一直注意看, 注意听,
take note of this.
魔鬼只是掌死权, 死亡权力在他身上, 在他手上没错。
Yes, the devil holds the power of death.
因为世人跟他一同犯罪。
That's because the people of the world fall into sin with him.
那罪的工价, 罪的结局就是死啊, 所以当然, 当然是跟他一样咯。
And the wages of sin is death, just the same as the devil.
但是他没有掌控生命的权利。
But the devil has no power of life.
他只是掌控死亡的权利, 他没有掌控生命的权利。
The devil has the power of death, but does not have any dominion over life.
生命的权利, 是在神, 在耶稣的手上。
The power of life lies in the hands of God.
就是说魔鬼没有权利把他的生命夺去。
And the devil has no authority to take away someone's life.
你死亡权利在你手上没错, 可是 他的命在神手上, 你没有权利拿掉, 他的命是神的。
It is true that you hold the power of death, but his life lies in the hands of God. Let's look at a Bible verse.
生命权力在神手上,
that the power of life is lies in the hands of God.
约翰福音书11章,
return to Gospel of John chapter 11.
25-26,
verse 25 to 26.
一二三, 耶稣对他说, 复活在我,
Jesus said to her,
生命也在我,
and the resurrection,
信我的人虽然死了,
you believe in me, though he may die, he shall live. Jesus says this and to tell us to be rest assured because he holds the power of life.
因为复活在我, 生命在我, 复活在我手上, 生命也在我手上啊。
In him is resurrection and is life.
虽然信我的人虽然会死, 因为魔鬼是掌死权, 我们的绝技会死嘛, 肉体会死嘛, 但也会复活啊, 会复活啊。
People who believe in Jesus, though their flesh may die, but they will still resurrect.
那信我的人永远不死啊。
He who believes shall never die.
他没有办法控制我们了。
And he has no power over us.
因为我们已经信主了,
because we have believed in Christ, we don't follow the devil.
我们不犯罪了,
we don't sin anymore.
我们不犯罪, 他就没有办法控制我们了。
When we don't sin, it does not have dominion over us.
犯罪是死的, 所以你会死。
Because sin leads to death.
所以他就控制你。
And it will control us.
这第一点。
That's the first point.
那现在来看哦。
Let's look at another point.
死亡跟阴间的那个钥匙, 钥匙就是权力。在哪里？现在在谁手上？
And in whose hands lie the power of death and the key to Hades?
感谢。
We praise the Lord.
本来是在魔鬼手上的。
It was in the hands of the devil.
但是耶稣抢夺回来。
But the Lord Jesus has taken.
现在死亡的钥匙权柄哦，在耶稣手上。
Now the key or the authority of death lies in the hands of Jesus.
圣经有这样讲吗？
Did the Bible really say this?
请看启示录一章。
Return to Revelation chapter 1.
一章十八节
Chapter 1 verse 18
来一起读咯
Let's read
一二三又是那存活的我曾死过现在又活了自活到永永远远并且拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙
I have the key of Hades and of death Hallelujah
死亡跟阴间的钥匙在谁手上
Who holds the keys of Hades and of death?
耶稣说在这里说在耶稣手上呀
Jesus says that it is in his hands.
是没错我曾经死过
It is true that I have died before.
但现在我活了
But now I am alive.
战胜死亡了
And I have overcome death.
这个死亡权力从魔鬼的权势下抢夺回来回到耶稣的手上
The power of death has been snatched or taken away from the devil and now lies in the hands of Jesus.
所以我们信的主哦，魔鬼掌握死权，他就死就没有办法自负，没有办法害我们，没有办法。
Since we believe in Christ and now the devil has no power over us.
他能够掌控的能够害的就是那些跟他一起犯罪的人又不肯悔改的那些就被死亡控制了。
The devil only has power over those who don't repent and who sin and they are controlled by death.
那阴间的钥匙阴间的权柄是什么呢
So what is this keys or authority of Hades?
哦，阴间的权柄就是死亡让你死了。
And of Hades and of death.
因为阴间就是专收死人的，你死了就下阴间，死了就下阴间。阴间就是收集死人的地方啊，
Hades
收留死人的地方。
It's a place which received the dead.
但是这种权柄都在耶稣手上了，今天。
But even that authority lies in the hands of Jesus today.
所以耶稣对我们教会有一个很宝贵的运行。
Therefore, Jesus has a very precious promise to the church.
阴间的权柄不能够胜过这磐石，就是不能胜过教会。
That the authority of Hades does not overcome or does not supersede the power of the cornerstone.
所以魔鬼没有办法掌控我们的生死，没有办法。
Therefore, the devil has no power.
以前可以。
Over our life and our death.
他也只能够掌控死，他不能掌控生。
And in the past, it could only have power over death.
生命的权力一路来，神都没有给他。
But all of this time, the
没有落在他的手上。
The authority of life was never ever given to the devil.
生命的权力还是在神手上。
And now the authority of life still lies in God's hand.
只有死亡曾经有一段时间给了魔鬼。
But only for a short period of time that the power of death was given to the devil.
但现在拿回来了。
But now it has been taken.
在耶稣手上那个钥匙。
The key lies in the hands of Jesus.
所以我们有权柄，有能力除灭魔鬼作为了。
Therefore, we have the authority and the ability to destroy the work of the devil.
如果你没有胜过这个魔鬼的作为
，If we did not overcome this work of the devil,
你就到后来又回到死亡里面去被他掌控。
You'll fall back.
这就是死亡。
You'll fall back into the cycle of death where your end is death.
所以末世真教的第一个挑战就是面对我们的仇敌。
Therefore, the first challenge facing the true church is to face this enemy.
仇敌有两方面。
Our enemies are from two aspects.
一个是灵界的魔鬼。
The first being the spiritual devil.
另一个仇敌就是属肉体的自己的情欲。
The second being in the flesh, our own lust and desires.
若不能够制服这两个仇敌，我们最终就被他制服，我们自己要死在里面。
If we are unable to subdue these two enemies in our spiritual life, then we all will finally die with them.
那主耶稣到最后就是说，这个死亡权柄已经在他手上了，我们可以得胜的。
And at the end, Jesus also said that this power of death lies in his hands. We all can overcome it.
所以不要跟从他，知道吗？
Therefore, do not follow the devil.
所以不要去一直的去将就他，一直顺从他，知道吗？
Do not give way and give foothold to the devil.
要抵挡他。
We must resist.
要接受道理的劝导。
We must accept the warning of the.
被骂也要接受，哈利路亚，我接受。
We must accept even the rebuke.
主耶稣，我需要这样这样的道理，我很需要。你骂我吧，你打我吧。
Please chastise me. Please punish me.
因为我硬心，我太坏了。
Because of the hardness of my heart, and I am bad, and I'm wicked.
我们看创世纪第四章。
Return to Genesis chapter 4.
最后的结论。
The final conclusion.
第七节。
Verse 7.
创世纪四章七节。
Genesis 4 verse
7. 今天你不要讲这么多了啦。
Don't speak any longer.
啊，软弱啦，什么啦，你不用讲这么多了。
About your weakness, about how much problems
you have. 那我们要做什么呢？
What should we do?
来一起读第七节。
Let's read verse 7.
你若行得好，岂不蒙悦纳？
Will you not be accepted?
你若行得不好，罪就伏在你的门前，他必恋慕你，爱上你，缠住你，你却要制服他。不是关多的呢？
Let no more be spoken.
你要制服他。
You have to subdue it.
他已经恋慕你了，他已经爱上你了，他已经缠住你了。
Sin desires for you, and it will stick with you.
不断的让你去犯罪，不断让你去违背神的旨意。
It will continue to tempt you to sin and to oppose God.
不断去做各种的罪恶。
And to perform wickedness.
他必恋慕你，就是说他已经缠住你了，他跟住你的，他不离开你的呀。
Sin will desire for you, and it will not leave you.
但是神允许说，虽然这样。但是你要制服他呀，你要对付他呀。
But God promises that although it be the case, we have to rule over it.
你要把他隐隐的甩掉啊，甩开啊。
We have to flee away from it.
这个是该隐犯罪的时候，得罪神的时候，神给他的机会，神给他的恩典。
This was the opportunity that God gave Cain after he sinned.
是你的行为不好，但是你已经被罪控制了，没错，这是事实，
yes.
没错。
Yes, the fact is that your conduct was bad and was wicked.
一定会跟住你的，一直跟住你的。
And sin will follow you.
但你要制服他。
But you have to rule.
神给我们制服罪的能力。
God gave us the power to rule over.
就是刚才说的，神的儿子显现出来，就除灭魔鬼，作为神已经应许我们这种权柄。
Just as mentioned that the Son of God has been manifested to destroy the works of the devil.
面对仇敌。
To face the enemy.
不是顺从他。
Not to obey.
对付他，制服他。
But to oppose the enemy and subdue it.
Amen.
Amen.